This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It's Google's birthday today, but really, they picked this after they became a company. So, and the thing is, with Google, come on, I mean, they can pick whatever day they want and just make it their day. Anyway, this is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, September 27th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, several national days today. We start with National Corned Beef Hash Day. This is a classic New England dish, beef, cabbage, potatoes, onions. You know, it got me thinking, like, I haven't had breakfast out in I don't know how long. Like, I used to love breakfast out. Like, that was one of, like, the big things. Like, you know, dinner, okay, whatever, you know, lunch, okay, whatever. Breakfast, that was something special. And I haven't done it in so long. So I'm going to do that today. And I might even have some corned beef and hash, or corned beef hash, or whatever the heck you call it. Really, basically, any meat that's chopped up, they're calling that hash. They're dealing with leftovers is what they're dealing with here. But we've come to know as corned beef hash is like that, you know, corned beef, like, kind of squares with the little potato thingies and some cabbage in there. That's what we know here in the States. Oh, yeah, onions as well. But yeah, that's what I think I'll have today. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. It's also World Tourism Day today. I'm not going anywhere. But if I was, today would be a great day to do that. Yeah, since 1980, the United Nations declared today World Tourism Day. And they set up the whole United Nations World Tourism Organization. Yeah, there's a website around that, UNWTO, you know, United Nations World Tourism Organization. Anyway, they celebrate today as World Tourism Day. And, you know, the thing is, it's tough right now, right? I mean, yeah, some of us are afraid to travel. Some of us don't want to jump on a plane. You know, it's the whole Delta virus, right? Well, it has nothing to do with Delta, the airlines, just saying. But yeah, it's difficult to want to travel. I guess, no, it's not a difficult to want. It's actually difficult to travel. I really want to travel. I'd love to go to some places. But here's the thing. Like, we can't even go to some of the places that I would like to go. But here's the thing. There is higher availability right now in hotels. That means that there's deals to be had. Because, see, hotels, well, they were particularly hard hit. The whole tourism industry was one of the hardest hit industries by the COVID-19 pandemic and all of the shutdowns. So if you can go to a hotel, well, hey, you know what? You can help them out and you can get a deal as well. Check this out. Somebody did some research on the New York Times. They found a room at $300 a night back in 2019 is now $130 a night. That is less than half. And that's in Hawaii. Yeah. So, okay, many locations, they require tests, they require the vaccination, and some require even quarantine for as long as 14 days. But guess what? you get to chill out for 14 days, and then you get a vacation on top of that. Come on, do some traveling if you can, if you feel okay with it. I'm not going to pressure you, but you might save some money. You might get to see a cool place. And guess what? That cool place looks nothing like the four walls that you've been looking at for the last year and a half. Okay, so there you go. World Tourism Day. It's also National Family Day. And this is a day to promote not just families, but family dinners. Yeah, family dinners. Check this out. Research shows that the more often that children eat dinner with their families, the less likely they are to smoke, drink, or use illegal drugs. So those family dinners, it's a great thing. We do it every night. We talk about, hey, what did you do at school today? What was going on? We ask some kind of probing questions to try to figure out what's actually happening instead of how was school today? Good. Yeah, we don't want that. We dig a little deeper. How was math class? How was your teacher? How was this? How was that? So I think if you could do these family dinners every night, fantastic. It's a great thing. It is also National Crush a Can Day today. And now, you know, usually I'm like, hey, this is a great day. This is awesome, right? Well, check this out. Only crush your cans if you're going to separate them into a separate, like, trash can. Because here's the thing. If you crush your cans and you just throw them into your blue bin or whatever your recycling bin is, the recycling center actually has difficulties separating them. Putting crushed cans into the standard bin messes everything up. So just throw your cans in there, even though it's Crush a Can Day, or take them to a recycling center and you can get a couple cents per can. Yeah, you can actually make money on that. That could be kind of cool. So if you've got a bunch of cans, take them to the recycle center. You can crush them. See what I did there? And that would be okay. But if you're going to throw them into your blue bin, don't crush them. It's a confusing day. I get it. It's also confusing for some people because it's National Chocolate Milk Day today. And 7% of people... Oh, boy. This is a tough one to even say. 7% of people think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Yeah, that's true. They did a survey on this. I'm assuming that none of my listeners think that because my listeners are smarter than that 7% that think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows. And if I just offended you, well, there's other podcasts out there. Yeah, no, it does not. They add chocolate to the milk and that's how it becomes chocolate milk. It's in the title. People, come on. And actually, you know, chocolate milk makes an excellent post-workout drink. It's got carbs, protein. It's a beautiful thing. So if you want to have some after a workout, that is a great thing. By the way, regular milk for adults actually lowers the risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and even helps to lower blood pressure. So if you're not going to have some chocolate milk today, have some milk today because, oh, also, by the way, stronger bones and teeth. We knew that, right? So have some milk today. And the whole Got Milk campaign was fantastic. I loved the Got Milk campaign. That made me want to have milk, even though I got the whole lactose intolerant thing. But I wanted to have more milk just because of the whole Got Milk thing. And what drives me crazy is everybody stole it. Yeah, it's like, you know, got roofing, you know, got fences, got pencils, whatever it is. I hate that people stole that and kind of, you know, took that away, but Got Milk. Have some today. It's a great thing. Okay. Let's take a look at some of our events from today. And we start in 1954. Okay. You know the Tonight Show. You've been watching it your entire life, or at least you've heard of it your entire life. Well, it's premiered on this day in 1954 as Tonight with Steve Allen as the host. So he served as the first host. Now they went through several hosts, several formats. Some affiliates actually dropped the show when Steve Allen left and Jack Parr took over. But then Johnny Carson sat at the desk. And really, I mean, come on, who doesn't love Johnny Carson? That dude is just awesome. Okay, well, maybe Joan Rivers. Maybe Joan Rivers doesn't like Johnny Carson. Yeah, there were some issues there. Anyway, on this day, this is the day in 1954 that The Tonight Show debuted. On this day, on the 50th anniversary of the show, Jay Leno said that Conan, hey, you can take over the show in 5 years. He did this whole speech and all that stuff. Well, that happened, sort of. Conan was able to take over for like 3 months, and then Jay basically shifted The Tonight Show to like an hour and a half earlier and did a show at 10 o'clock. Well, this was really the second battle for The Tonight Show. The first battle was Jay Leno versus Dave Letterman. Well, Jay Leno was the co-host. Dave Letterman had the show afterwards. It was a huge mess. Check out The Late Show. It's streaming on HBO, and you can learn more about this. Hey, today is also retroactively the birthday of Google. So thanks to today, we've got Google Docs, Google Calendar, and really Google stalking us. Yeah, it happens. All right, let's take a look at our other birthdays for today. Samuel Adams was born on this day in 1722. Meatloaf is 74. Sean Cassidy is 63. Jenna Ortega turns 19 today. That is your look at September 27th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. And we're super sorry. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. And guess what? I'm going to talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.